Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I praise God that it's a good day to be alive in the Lord. Well, not looking maybe at the things of the world, but in the Spirit, in the things of God, in God's kingdom. Oh, it's a wonderful time to be alive. God has so much for all of His children. And I want to encourage you just to be strengthened in the Lord, be comforted, because God is with you. In fact, well, I was going to pray. Let's do that. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are a good God, a wonderful Heavenly Father, and that you are leading and guiding us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, I lift every listener, and I pray that you will meet all of their needs. Lord, whatever they are, from the greatest to the smallest, Lord, you're mindful of every one of them. And so, Father, we look to you as the source of our supply, our provision, our help, our strength, our comfort. And Lord, we worship you and we honor you. And we thank you, Lord, for all of your bountiful benefits, all your goodness to us, that you will not fail us nor forsake us, but you are with us always. And you will continue to bring us forward and teach us the things of God, that we may walk in a way that's ever pleasing to you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yesterday is a good day. It is a day that I have chosen you to be alive for such a time as this, and I will supply your needs. I will provide everything that pertains to your life and godliness. I will give you strength and a sure step and lead you in a plain path that you will go forward only. You will not consider the former days, the things of old, but you will have a heart open to receive those new things that I have prepared for you, a way in the wilderness, a way in which you shall receive greatly and richly and fully of your God, an abundance of the things of my Spirit, that you shall rejoice and you shall be made glad, and you shall know that there is no difficulty that you cannot surmount, that you will not have the wisdom to approach, but I will give you the wisdom, I will give you the strength. I will give you all that is needed, and I will deliver you from the work of the enemy, says your God. Trust me and praise thee, for today is a new day, says your God. Hallelujah. Oh, I sense that. I sense that in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Well, let us begin. As you know, I'm never certain where we're going to go on these broadcasts. Never certain what subject the Lord would like me to share with you. And as I was waiting before the Lord, He gave me a subject that is extremely important to understand in terms of the things of God. Now, the very word, perhaps, that I'll share with you could be fraught with all kinds of memories, good as well as bad. But it is important that we understand what God intends by this most important subject, because it's very significant and important that we understand it to grow into maturity as a son and daughter of God. And what is that? It is the word submission. Now, many have used that word in a way to cause a lot of grief and hurt in the body of Christ, but godly submission. And that's what we're going to focus on, although I do want to lay a foundation, a groundwork in terms of some of the negative ways that word has been used. There should be an absolute freedom and joy in submission. It should bring joy and peace and wholeness and health and growth. If it doesn't, it's not of God. But let's find out by definition, what is submission? Well, it's the condition of being submissive or humble or compliant. It is an act of submitting to the authority and control of another. Now, let's look at an important passage found in the New Testament in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 3 and 4. And the word says, "For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths," or the King James, I believe, says fables. "Beloved, there is only one standard which we have been given to teach and to direct and to provide the guidance for our lives in sound doctrine, in balanced truth, and that is the written word of God. There is nothing else. This is what God has given to us that we can be firmly rooted and grounded in the faith." And so no person or persons or related experiences are ever allowed to supersede the word of God. We must continue to teach and preach and do the work of the ministry, those who are called to leadership, in sound doctrine. And those who perhaps meaning well, but if they're teaching out of experiences, and unless those experiences are lining up and verify the word of God, they bring confusion and misunderstanding to the word of God. And also, that misunderstanding could bring false doctrine. And how can I give you an example? For those of you who've served the Lord for a length of time, you remember there was a period some decades ago when this was a popular doctrine, but I just want to give an example. There was a doctrine that has been taught in some areas that has brought into bondage and enslaved many of God's Christian people, many of God's dear saints, rather than set them free. And it's called the doctrine of submission by some. And incorporated in this teaching is being in and staying in submission to the church. And beloved, that's a false teaching that the shepherd or the pastor or the church is your covering. Basically, this teaching demonstrates or pretends to bring forth the understanding that people are in submission or should submit themselves to a shepherd or a church or a denomination or an elder or group of elders within the framework of the body of Christ. And those who teach such a doctrine sometimes say that you can't make any major decision on your own without their knowledge and advice and giving their approval to do so. And many will cite Romans 13, 1 to 6 as a major scriptural reference, if you will, that backs their teaching. And so let's just take a look at what that scripture has to say. Romans 13, 1 through 6. "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, For there is no power but of God, the powers that be ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist receive to themselves damnation. These are strong words. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. And for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Well, first of all, beloved, and this is not referring to the church, but it's concerning the legal authorities, the municipal authorities of government, of law, and so on. Orderly government, beloved, is part of God's provision for the human race, even in a wicked world. Under the normal conditions of our society, we are to be obedient to the laws of the land unless they would specifically contradict the Word of God. Under this teaching of submission, there are those who have declared themselves to be functioning in the role of an apostle, and they command complete and total authority over a congregation, the members of their so-called flock. And by the way, I understand from the Bible that we, every one of us as Christians, are the flock of God, not of men, no matter who they may be. So under this teaching of submission, the people are not only taught, but commanded to obey whatsoever the pastor, the elders, the shepherd, and those designated to basically carry out their authority and their commands, such as, I know it sounds rather extreme, but in some cases, historically, you know, they couldn't marry without approval. You couldn't move to another city without their approval. You couldn't fellowship with another church group without their approval. And almost, of course, they'd never give it. And they even tell you what books to read. So they tell you when to get up, when to go up. Now, that's, of course, exaggerating, but it points out the total command that the human nature, the carnal nature, would take in the lives of people. And this is totally contrary to the way and the will of the Lord. Well, my time has flown, and I hope some of you have not had to have personal experience with that, but human nature has not changed. And so there's tendencies and dangers that unless a leader, those in authority, are truly submitted to the Lord and have a godly heart, a submitted heart to God, and love for the flock of God, there's dangers of excesses such as I've been sharing with you. Well, we'll continue tomorrow on the same subject. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.